Hey.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday, excuse me.
Are we doing that?
No.
Are we doing that?
I try every Tuesday. I try it downstairs on the news, and everyone's like, "Sure."
You try it on the news?
Yeah.
Be professional, Belanger.
I try.
You want to talk some music news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music
with Donna Valentine.
Yeah.
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Hey, man. Oh, Taylor Swift fans are giving Taylor Swift a bad name. They need to just simmer down.
She's forever, ever, ever, ever talking about Taylor.
Mm. Go ahead.
That's awesome.
I'm a Swiftie. Did you see her 10-minute performance, Rocco?
I did.
On Saturday Night Live?
I did. I thought it was a little much. I think she just needs to get over Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was weird.
17 years later or whatever it is.
Mm. Yes, it's not even from the album. Was it from? Yeah, she put that on Red, but it was originally from, I think, Speak Now. Because she couldn't put a 10-minute version, but now she can do whatever she wants. Anyhoozle, that's not why you called. The re-release of her breakup song, All Too Well, which is what she performed for 10 minutes.
She has a lot of breakup songs.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Has kind of gotten the bloodlust going for some of her fans. One of them sent a direct message to John Mayer.
Ooh.
Probably went to like his Instagram page or something. And because he was the subject of her breakup song called Dear John. I think she dated him when she was 20 and he wasn't, and that hasn't even been re-recorded yet, but this woman sent him a DM and said, "F yourself, you ugly bee. I hope you choke on something and then
that's some fighting words
and
there.
Then wrote, "Answer me, you bee."
Whoa.
Well, he did answer. He said, "I've been getting so many messages like these the past couple of days. I'm not upset. I just tend to have a curious mind and feel compelled to ask, do you really hope I die?"
Wow.
And so apparently the Swiftie, who I'm assuming was a woman, made a video saying, "My friend literally dared me to do that. She's a Taylor fan like I am. And it was
walking
a dare.
Walking back.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to see."
I have so many feelings about this type of thing, because this is what the internet and social media has created.
Exactly.
Are these people who sit in the shadows of the world and they're with their phones and they're like, and then
thinking nobody's on the receiving end of it.
Exactly. Blasting, putting the world on blast. And then when the target comes back and it's like, I'm a human being, and
right.
you really want the, and they're like, "Oh no, I didn't mean it."
Right.
What?
So
Come
he
on.
Told her it was cool and then said, "Oh, so it's a fun thing people are doing without taking into account that I might see it and actually be affected by
exactly.
it."
Exactly.
So then she said, "People are going to be 1,000 times meaner when the album is re-released, so take care of yourself."
Well, kudos to him for handling it so calmly and
yes.
and
instead of like blowing up,
right?
Like just making her see it from a human standpoint.
Yeah, and people don't bully.
Your words matter.
Yeah,
I say that to Patterson all the time because he says some really interesting things to me during commercial break.
I'm like, I wish he
would
stop.
Your words matter.
Emailing me and complaining about the ties I wear. Because I'm gonna confront him one time in person and be like, "Look, Steve." And do you think he'll back down?
Tell us how. No.
Probably not.
Celebrity.
You know what? I will speak generally. And celebrities, you're being generous. But, we're on TV every day. And people feel like they know us. And we do get a lot of comments from viewers.
Yes.
And they're not all positive.
Right.
You know, and you have to keep your positive outlook going. And someone just tells you you're horrible and you read this email and you're like, okay, that's great. And then you go out and you keep doing your job because it's a job. You can't forget that. But real quick, what I have found, though, is even the people who, like, rip you a new one in an email, who, you know, that really did not like something that you did or how you looked or whatever, when you respond to that person...
They back down.
...personally, usually there's an adjustment in the response. Be like, I never expected to hear from you. And, you know, we really actually love you, but maybe next time do this or do that or whatever, or consider this. And so it happens a lot, actually.
It's that old, what's the old saying? You they can attract more
my favorite thing
bees
is
with honey.
Or... When they're like, oh, I thought your secretary or your administrative assistant would read that. I'm like,
yeah.
You mean me with my hand opening my one eyeball at my desk at 3 a.m. and yeah.
So what's the worst thing someone said to you?
I don't want to talk about the negativity, like, just, Donna.
I do.
It's funny. People think I look like Woody from Toy Story with my big ears.
That's all the time.
Yeah. Well, Steve and I are both, we both kind of came from Pittsburgh area, so.
You should.
They grow
them
like Woody out there.
Compliment accepted.
Thank you very much.
You know what I do?
You're my favorite friend, or whatever.
There is a woman on Twitter. I don't know. I never saw it.
I don't know. Sorry.
I thought you were imitating Donna.
No,
you're my buddy Boo.
No, what does Woody say? He goes, I don't know.
Stick him up or something. No, what does he say?
Stick him up. Yeah.
Hands of the sky. Or something.
I don't
anyway,
know.
But if people think, but the people are just, you know, and if you make it, people sometimes people ask. Do you make mistakes all the time? And that's the thing, is you just keep going, you know, you just like on the radio, and you, no one's perfect. We're not perfect.
No.
Yeah. It's you are very close, Donna.
Oh, Matt, you're my buddy, Boo. All right, let's talk
what
about Harry
got?
Styles.
Yeah.
Okay. Like him?
Oh, he said, and by the way, Woody says, you're my favorite deputy. Thank you,
cute.
Google. Okay, next.
Very cute. Okay, so Harry Styles, who has a lot of style, is just released his beauty line called Pleasing, and you can shop it now.
When you say, and Harry's a boy.
Harry's a boy.
And he has a makeup line?
It's a beauty line.
Just, not that I'm stereotyping anything, as a man who is currently wearing a full face of makeup. I'm just clarifying that that's
exactly
what beauty line means.
Yeah, I think...
There's makeup on it, or is it just like skincare?
It's skin care. It's nail care. He's got, let's see, he's got 4 nail polish colors and 2 skin care products. Okay, so the colors are black, white, pink, and pearly translucent.
Oh, hey.
Which will sell as a set for $65. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a little pricey.
That's spendy. That's a commitment.
Or you can do $20 individually. And each one comes with a set of alphabetic decals that will allow fans to write messages on their fingers as they wish.
Pleasing.
That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
a non-binary brand. I mean, that's the whole thing, is what I'm trying to get at here, is that it's supposed to just
right.
be very...
For everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. Cool.
So he... let's see.
Because let's be honest. I mean, he is totally owning that.
Yes.
Space.
I love
know.
It.
Yeah, whatever.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. He's got the Pearlescent Illuminating Serum for $35, which is reasonable.
I feel like
for a serum.
My partner Kyle's going to, he's a face creams. I can't even say the word that I want to say on the radio, but he is obsessed with beauty
skin
products
care.
And skin
That's
care.
Great.
Yeah. He
should take care of your
I
skin.
I think he's going to, if it's pearly, whatever you just said with the creaminess, he's going to want that.
I think I just
Sounds
created
like
a holiday gift
stuffer.
For you. Yes. I'm glad I'm helping you with your holiday shopping.
We're a good team, Donna.
I know. We are.
The world doesn't know it yet, but the world needs us.
You hear that, world?
Sorry.
Anyway, so I will link that up for everybody, so
cool.
you can take a look at some of his products.
He's only 27.
Yeah, he's a babe.
Wow.
He's just a little baby Boo. I gotta go. Okay, when we come back, we've got some food news from Matt Belanger.
Yes.
Let's see. Something that you might want to get
for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
And it's sweet and it's delicious, and there's a Santa shortage. We'll talk about that too. Coming up next on My Talk.
It's true.
Welcome back to the show, you guys.
Good morning.
Donna and Steve. That's not Steve.
No, it's Maddie B from TV.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Matt Belanger.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. Hey, Rock.
Hey, we're joined by DJ Rock Lobster.
You know what? You know how we talked about how you're on the casino tour?
Yes.
You know my favorite slot machine in the world is the one with the Lobster Mania. Mm. Have you ever played this?
No.
Now every time I see it and or play it, like this, when I go to Mystic, because I've never been, I'm going to go. I hope they have Lobster Mania. I'm going to think of you, Rocco.
Why, thank you. It's funny. Now I see lobsters everywhere. I was at Mall of
She's
America.
Ruined you.
There's like a lobster roll place.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh when God. We were at Project Down and Dirty, we had mac and cheese with lobster.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Nice. Isn't that funny?
It's everywhere.
You know how, and I don't mean any disrespect. I'm going to say that right now. Do you know how deaf people clap?
Yes.
You know, they do that, which I love. I think we should do that with the claw. Clomp, clomp. We'll just do lobster claws with our hands. Okay. Anytime you...
I wish it made more noise. But
oh, that's right. Wait, hold on. Here's...
You need your clicky clack. There it is.
Grown woman smashing her readers on the... And then she's like... Then she's furiously trying to put them on to read the Taylor Swift thing she printed out. Or Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift thing. Her script for that, you know. And she's like, I can't see. I need my glasses. No wonder, lady, because you're scratching them all up every day.
Listen, you don't need to be telling everybody how the sausages are made.
That's the best part, honey. People love when that curtain's ripped back. Anyway.
Okay. Anywho, so let's talk about
food
peanut
news.
Butter. Yes. Oh, do you want an intro?
You do. If it enhances your salary.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so Thanksgiving desserts, guys. What's your favorite kind of pie? Mine is pecan.
Ooh, pecan.
Pecan. But I say pecan, but my co-anchor this morning, Brandy Powell, was saying pecan pie. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They both work.
It doesn't matter.
I suppose you think you're fancy.
No, there are so many things that I say wrong that people email me about, and we're not going back to that subject.
I bet you say caramel. You're one of those.
Anyway.
Pie.
Rocco, what's your favorite kind of pie? If I may interrupt you, I know you're working hard.
I lean towards pumpkin, but I've become the kind of guy.
Good.
I like
apples
a little bit
good.
Of each. I like the... What do I say? I say pecan.
Pecan. Pecan. Pecan.
Oh, what do you think? You're better than me?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ooh, the jersey's coming out. Her eyes get all wide.
Okay. I
there's
like...
This, do you like...
Oh, apple is good.
Apple. Okay, yeah.
I don't like to mix fruit with my bad food.
Dessert.
I don't like to mix good food with my bad food.
Yeah. I like apple pie, but only with the ice cream, and it's got to be warm. You know, the pie.
Yes.
So that's my... Anyway.
Okay,
so there's a new kind of pie. Now, you said, oh, you might want to get this for Thanksgiving, and I almost stopped you because it sold out in hours.
Oh, no.
3,000 of these were created, and they were gone almost instantaneously. Hershey's, Pennsylvania-based, Hershey's... Yes. You know that. I'm from down the road from Hershey. When I was growing up, we would go hang out at Hershey Park.
So good for you.
So I know. It's like, oh, so mad. Hershey's unveiled, basically, it's a gigantic Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, thank you.
It's 9 inches long, or a diameter, I guess you would say.
Sure.
If you're trying to visualize this, it's just a gigantic peanut butter cup with the ridges around the edge
and
everything.
I don't want that.
And,
I want pie. Make a peanut butter pie and now
solid,
you're talking.
3.25 pounds of solid peanut butter and chocolate.
Mm.
It weighs, 3.25 pounds, 9.5 inches long. Any more statistics here?
No, not interested.
3,000 of them they made, they were gone. They were $45 each and they went like, bloop, gone.
No.
Yeah. You don't want it?
No.
I would be worried that the peanut butter
pie
and chocolate ratio would be screwed up.
I think so, too. It looks like too much peanut butter.
Here's the fun part. Be glad you didn't get one, because the thing has, if you eat the whole thing, it has approximately 8,000 calories.
Yeah, exactly. And
so,
that's not...
But here, great. You know, have you ever looked at a thing and it has a serving size, and you buy like a little container or something, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have the little snack. And then you look in the back, it's 190 calories. That's good. There's 12 servings in that whole container. And you're like, oh my God, because you start to do the math. And so they said you should cut this giant peanut butter cup into 48 slices.
Damn.
So that each slice is 160
not
calories.
Not worth it. I want a peanut butter pie.
There
a frozen peanut butter pie.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to make that. Thanks for the idea.
Do you use your kitchen?
Rude.
It's a nice kitchen.
Thank you.
You said yourself.
I cook to survive, you know. I'm not like, oh.
You eat to live, that? You don't live to eat kind
Correct.
Of a thing.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm not that Listen. Interested.
Well, if you do make it, bring me a piece.
I will.
I would chance that. Okay. I would eat something from the kitchen of Donna Valentine. Just for a story. Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
Do you know there's a Santa shortage?
I heard.
So
what's going on?
Well, so pandemic last year, there weren't any mall Santas because...
Who are actually Santa's helpers because...
Correct. There
was
only...
Santa.
And we were very clear on 5 eyewitnesses this morning about that. There is one true Santa Claus. And then there are all the other...
Helpers.
These fine folks who help Santa and get all... Because there's a lot of kids to listen to find out what they want for Christmas. And then they relayed it all up to the North Pole. So... That didn't happen last year because of the pandemic, and and really sad. A lot of people. This is a serious moment. A lot of people who were the mall Santas that we know and love, didn't make it from the pandemic. I mean, it's a very sad, Matt, legitimate. Hold on,
don't bring us down.
I know,
DJ Rock Lobster.
It's a roller coaster ride. It's a roller coaster ride here.
Bad thing.
It's up and down. So, unfortunately, there is a shortage. So. There aren't a lot of people. And also, if you're one of those folks, you might be concerned about going to the mall and having
That's
all kinds
true.
Of people and exposure and things. So,
Good point.
So there are some people who just don't want to do it anymore. So there's, I mean, it's a legitimate problem. There is a shortage of these Santas. But I wanted to bring you, if you are Santa-esque and you maybe want to make a little money, I wanted to tell you a little bit about how much you can make as a Santa.
Can you do it in the next 30 seconds?
Yeah. Of course I can. Did you know that the average Santa earns about $150 an hour?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Some make $500 an hour.
You know what? The one at the Mall of America is amazing.
And actually, there's an article that studied that particular job. Made like a year's worth, like a year's salary, like more than $30,000 over the course of the season.
Holy
To be the
cow.
MOA Santa.
Hold on. Ho, ho, ho. You buying it?
We can do it.
All right. Yeah. I'll be moonlighting.
You're worth
somewhere.
$150 an hour. Well, I mean, that's chump change compared to what you're actually being paid, but you know, whatever.
Is it?
You know, Buco bucks.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
All right. College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Give us a call. Who do you think is going to win? Either Matt or myself. If you guess correctly, you will win a prize. Coming up next. Belanger is losing it.
Well, I have been up since 2.
Wow.
It's something about your energy is so good.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
No, I love it. I love it. This is a lot of fun. This is the most fun I've had all morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, you work in news. How much fun can that be?
Oh, Ken Barlow is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I love Ken.
Yeah.
Ken and I go way back.
But I do, in all seriousness, shifting gears, I do love coming up to visit my talk because... you've got the best crew. I mean, and now we know you are the top of the mountain award winning.
That's
like
right.
This place is
That's
is doing it right, baby.
You know, you're no longer allowed to make eye contact with
me. Yeah. So I'm just hoping that all that wonderfulness rubs off.
It will.
Thank you.
We're so happy that you're here.
Thanks.
You ready to play a little game and get your butt whooped?
Woo! Let's give it a try.
College.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I wish there was a TV in here. This needs to be television because you're... If only you were holding that paper up so you could see it way far away from your face. If only you had a device that could help you see it.
Oh, God.
But instead, you choose to use it as a lobster claw noisemaker. Whatever. Anyway, sorry. Moving on.
All right, Rocco.
Well, I'm going to win this time. I'm determined.
You might, although I don't take you for a fast food guy, Matt. You look very trim.
Yeah, you look too healthy. It's a girdle he's wearing.
Yeah, I have that man Spanx on. Seriously.
Well, maybe he does like the
Sucking
fast food.
In.
Maybe he's going to go to Wendy's right
okay,
after
Okay, I know nothing about fast food.
I might win today. Woo!
So I'm going to... It is National Fast Food Day today.
I was a big boy growing up. Remember the Super Bar?
No.
I hope that's not one of your questions. Don't you remember the Super Bar at Wendy's?
No.
Did it have the word soup in it?
No, it was it wasn't like a play. Anyway, we can talk about this later. But it was like a buffet. Wendy's had like a buffet, the super bar, and you could get a plate, and there were like noodles and cheese sauce.
This could
and,
go on for
anyway,
hours.
Anyway, I'm wrapping it up. But I actually know this stuff, so this caller better be on my side.
Yeah,
go.
And I didn't even talk to the caller. Hello, Guten Tag. Who's playing along today?
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hey,
so I'm going to quiz Donna and Matt on some pop culture things. In fact, I think everything I'm doing today is a movie. Movies. Oh, there goes Katie. We need another caller.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
We lost Katie.
651-641-1071.
Maybe she thought she was calling a different radio
maybe
station.
Maybe she thought. She's like, I didn't win the tickets.
Oops. Sorry, Katie.
Oh, man.
Can you play all that right. Adele song? well, just off the top, you know, if you had to go, if we were driving down, you know, restaurant row.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're hungry. What's your go-to fast food place?
Well, mine used to be Boston Market, and then everyone made fun of me. So I no longer participate in these questionnaires.
I'm a big fan. See, I got yelled at in the newsroom because I like Burger King fries.
More than McDonald's?
Yes. And people were like, oh, McDonald's fries are the end of, at full stop, they're the best. And I'm like, I actually like Burger King. And I love, you know how like Burger King has, they pump that smell. I think it's their grill exhaust,
so
and it smells like the charbroiled goodness.
Yes.
That always makes me want to just detour through that drive-thru.
Taco Bell's pretty
good,
too.
Before we continue, I need to name drop myself here.
Okay.
If you're ever driving past the Burger King in Woodbury, Minnesota, kind of near the old junior high there, I, back in 1987... made the first ever batch of fries there.
What?
Yes. You opened that place?
I opened it. It was a Saturday morning.
Did they have a little red ribbon over the oil?
Oh my gosh, our next caller dropped off.
Oh good.
Here's the deal. We're playing with no callers.
All right, fine. We don't care.
Maybe if somebody calls in. I don't know.
All right,
here comes one.
All right, here we go.
Guten Tag this
one. This is a professional radio.
Hello, Guten Tag.
Hey, do you need somebody to play?
We are desperate.
Because Katie dropped off, Melissa dropped off.
We're going to blame
Who are you?
I'm here for you. My name is Robert.
Robert.
Thank you, hey, Robert. Donna. You're a winner in my book.
All right. So, Robert, who do you think will know more about movies that have something to do with fast food, Matt or Donna?
Okay. I love Maddie B, but hey. I've always wanted to talk to Donna. So okay, I'm to Donna.
Oh, that's so flattering.
Trying to get her to go
Thank
to lunch
you.
With me today, but she won't
you
do it.
You were trying to get me to go to Gerton's.
Well, I got
to
buy some mulch and we can get lunch on the way. Anyway, go.
Okay, go away, Matt.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right. Oh, Matt, you have to leave.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Matt. Oh, jeez. Oh, he's a disaster. Okay.
Well, here's your chance to talk to Donna.
Hey, Robert, where are you calling from?
I'm in Plymouth.
I love Plymouth. What are you doing today?
I am watching my brother. I'm a home health aide. My brother's autistic, so I just stay home and watch him. That's kind of what I do for a living.
Wonderful. Don't say just. That's not just
yeah, really.
What
oh,
you
yeah,
do.
That's true. That's true.
Very meaningful work. Well, thank you for what you do, and I'm going to try not to let you down. Stand by, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
He's lovely.
Done. Yes, okay. He's a very nice man. Yeah, so check it out. It's National Fast Food Day. Maybe that means there's a lot of deals out there.
You know I'm going to fail miserably.
I don't know about that. Let's start with this one.
All right.
Can you name the 1988 comedy where Eddie Murphy's character gets a job at a McDonald's knockoff called... Oh, I spelled it wrong here. What was it called?
it's Coming to America.
Okay, it is. What was the name of the thing? It was like McDur... What was it?
Don't ask
McDowell's.
Me
McDowell's, right?
Sure.
That's it. Sorry. All right, here goes. What fast food joint was in the title of a 2004 Harold and Kumar movie?
Oh, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Yes. And what future SNL star was in 1997's Good Burger?
Oh, no. I am going to need Robert's help on that. I don't know what Good Burger is. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It was a 1997 movie, but we'll talk to Robert. Here comes Robert. So, Donna said the 1988 Eddie Murphy movie was Coming to America. Your thoughts?
Perfect.
Okay. She thought in 2004, Harold and Kumar went to White Castle. Your thoughts?
My mom and dad's favorite. Love it. Perfect. Okay.
And then the question she struggled with, what future SNL star was in 1997's Good Burger?
That would be Kenan Thompson.
Ooh, I love it. Yes, we're going with that. I'll go get Matt. Hang
okay,
on, Robert.
Cool. Way to go, Robert. Did you see any of those movies?
Not Good Burger, but the first two. Yeah. I love Coming to America.
Don't say anything else.
I brought it up. So,
okay. I just put my headphones on, so we're good.
Okay.
Robert did well. I'll put Robert back on hold again. I think Robert has a chance to win a My Talk t-shirt unless Matt comes through here.
Oh, did she get them all?
Don't worry about it.
I'll start with this one, Matt. You name, these are all movies.
All right.
Can you name the 1988 comedy where Eddie Murphy's character gets a job at a McDonald's knockoff called McDowell's?
All I hear in my head is "Welcome to King Burger," but that's not right. But that's like that skit from wherever, and the countdown clock always drives me nuts. I just don't know it.
How about what fast food joint was in the title of a 2004 Harold and Kumar movie?
What?
Harold and Kumar were in a movie in 2004.
Donna's little devilish eyes. I really don't know any of this
Robert
stuff.
Wins the t-shirt.
I'll ask him the last
congratulations.
One.
Congratulations. What's
the
last one?
Third one. Yeah, what future SNL star was in 1997's Good Burger?
Oh my gosh, I know Good Burger. I don't know. Okay. Just mail him the shirt.
Hey, I will. So the answers are Coming to America.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Got that.
White Castle!
And Keenan Thompson.
I did not get that. I did not know that one.
Robert
and Kel.
So
it was kind of a comedy duo. I think it was like a Nickelodeon thing, maybe.
Listen. You know I'm terrible at games.
I know, that's why I love it when you come in.
Robert, congratulations.
Yeah, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So lovely to hear from you today. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you for not believing in me.
Hang on the line. Okay, I'm going to hit this button now, Matt Belanger. Mm-hmm.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show.
I gotta put my lobster claws on.
For seeing, because, you know.
Clomp, clomp. There is a website called Pure Wow that put together a guide to just how much wiggle room we have to get our packages to their destinations for the holidays.
And this is extra important this year, I imagine, because it's all kinds of messed up.
So, here's a guide to the shipping cutoffs for orders using the United States Postal Service. Ground shipping, you have to get mailed by December 15th. Okay?
Okay. Regular old ground.
Correct. December 15th. First class, you've got till the 17th. Priority, you've got till the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And Priority Mail Express, you actually have until December 23rd. Thank you. Now, if you're shipping UPS,
mm-hmm.
ground shipping is estimated for December 16th. 3-day select, you've got till the 21st. Second day air, the 22nd. Next day air, December 23rd. Thank you.
You sounded like you're making an announcement, like at the airport.
Ladies and gentlemen,
may I have your attention, please? Would the following passengers please come up see me at guest services? Okay, anyway.
Okay, so, you know, that's important because last year I had a really big problem.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
please,
that's it.
Please. That's
the end of my sentence.
You missed it. It didn't get there for Christmas? Is that the thing?
It got there like the day after Christmas.
Well, what day did you
barely go
to send it?
I don't remember.
Are you a last minuter?
No.
Are you a last minute shopper?
No.
You don't ever run out on Christmas Eve for anything or anything?
Never. Oh,
okay. I went to the store the other day. They're starting to get really busy.
Steve went to the Mall of America.
It's nuts.
And said it was packed.
I went to Costco's
difficult.
Always bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Costco's starting to hit holiday season bad. Like it's getting escalated. I mean, people are starting to.
You ever go to that St. Louis?
They're getting
Park?
That glazed Costco look in their eyes,
right.
And they're starting to grab, you know.
Anything?
Yeah, I need three of those. You know, everything's gigantic.
Honey, you don't have a dog.
I know, whatever.
So, do you ever go to the St. Louis Park? Costco.
Yeah, that's mine.
That is the worst.
It's a contact sport.
It's terrible. That mm-hmm. parking lot sucks.
You know what I do? I park. You know that no man's land that's over by the Home Depot. That's yes. I like parking the no man's land.
That's
and
a better idea.
And then I pack a snack and a beverage, and then I do the hike through the parking lot to the Costco's.
Probably not a bad idea.
I just give up on going into the throng of people and carts and cars. Yeah. It's just too
it's
much.
Just, it's
Kyle,
too
my partner,
much.
Can't go. He cannot go.
Because he can't
it's
handle
too much
it,
anxiety.
Right?
He's like, the whole thing about Costco, and he's just like, I have to get out of here. There's too many rotisserie chickens, too many people.
But you know
it.
What? When you go in there, I like know what I'm going in for. I'm not a browser. Mm-hmm. I go in with a mission. And the people just moseying drives
that's me
insane.
I mosey.
I'm just like, well, move over to the side with your mosey. With your moseying self. It's the same way at the state fair. It's like, can you just stop? Walk.
I get it.
Move.
I'll make next time that I
Why
see
you
there.
Why do you have
there,
a stroller? You don't even have a kid.
Next time that I see you there, I'm just going to drop everything. I'm going to bow down.
Thank you.
Donna Valentine.
Please do. Thank you. All right, we got to go. When we come back, let's talk about the morning show. We both caught up.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Then we'll tell you who went home on Dancing with the Stars. There will be a spoiler alert if you haven't yet watched. That is all coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, but I'm away from you. I missed your touch.
And I you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
It's Donna and Matt Belanger.
From TV, Maddie B. From TV.
Yeah, he's filling in for Steve Patterson, who will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming right from a flight, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I be on standby?
Yes, always.
I feel like there are lots of cancellations and things.
Wait, is he flying red eye? I thought he was big time.
I think he said he's arriving at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. That could easily get pushed back.
Oh, for sure.
I thought he was like big time business class. Now he's flying the red eye to get cost.
He's got the lie flat seat and champagne bottles.
Totally.
Gold crusted. Whatever.
Oxygen masks that come down, they're all gold.
No, honey, everyone gets one of those. Oh, no, not a gold one. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve is fancy. Super fancy.
Oh, I just want to be like Steve when I grow up.
Me too. Anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. Okay, so you and I have something in common. We are both watching The Morning Show. I watched 3 episodes. I didn't realize I had fallen behind. I forgot about the show.
Yeah, it's because you got to wait for Fridays. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And so I went and watched 3 episodes all in a row. Oh, my God.
It's the kind of show where you can sit down and watch 3 episodes because those cliffhangers at the end.
So good.
It's so hard to not just push ahead and keep watching.
Yes. And I have to say, Jennifer Aniston's character is quite a pill.
Yeah.
You know, she's just always, all these bad things are always happening to her. And she's just like, ugh. She's just got a lot of angst.
And it's interesting to get into her head. And so you start to, I really like what the show's doing. 2 levels. One, exactly what you're talking about. You start to really see into her character's psyche.
Yes.
And like the show starts to point out, because when it starts, you think she's the star and she's flawless.
Right.
And you think, here she is. She's the star of the show. And now you're starting to be like, oh, she is kind of messed up.
Yeah. And people don't like her. Some people.
Right.
And then you start to realize why they don't like her.
Right.
Because you're like, well, what's her problem? Because you want to like her.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Thank you for being more eloquent than I am. I mean,
you
always are, but you know.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
But they're getting... Rocco, are you watching?
No, so carry on.
I'm so mad
going,
at you.
Keep
All right,
going.
You can go hit the can or something. So, go see a man about
We'll just
a horse.
Keep this bus on the road. What about
I'm
the COVID
it.
Element, though? That's the thing.
They kind of snuck it in. They're kind of... They're doing it in a very subtle way.
I love it because it is a slow build toward, you know, we know what's coming.
Right.
But I like very early in the show, you know, they're in a story meeting. They're trying to plan the stories for the day. And they're in the hallway. They're walking down the hall and they're like, hey, for tomorrow, do you want the talking donkey? Do you want this? Or there's some weird flu in China. And she's like, the donkey and the other one. Definitely not that flu thing.
Yes.
That's stupid.
And then they go to Times Square where they're New Year's Eve. And then somebody just basically...
Yeah, that's how the one episode ends. And it's one of the, you know.
Yes.
There it is.
Sneezes on, what's his face, Billy Crudup's character, who I love. He's so good. What's his name? Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love him?
Yeah. I mean, I love all of the characters in their own kind of way. I mean, I even like Yanko, the weather guy.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I mean, and he's got his own problems in these later episodes. But I guess I don't want to do a... Should we do a spoiler alert? I don't want to spoil it. But let's just say that the most recent episode ends in a way that you know we're getting close to, like, COVID becoming a big part of the storyline.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Because, yes, there are some... Well, yeah, we better not say.
No, just don't say it. Don't ruin it for people.
Really... I won't.
I know.
But there's some really crazy stuff that happens. Things... Every episode is like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
It's very artfully structured and put together.
Fantastic
show. And they set up the house of cards so that they could knock it over in this way. And I mean, it's very well written. It's very well done.
Reese Witherspoon's
How many more
character?
Episodes are there? Oh yeah, Bradley.
This week?
Oh, this is it? This is like the finale? I hope it's going to be like 2 hours long. I mean, is it going to be a super episode?
I don't think so.
Oh, they have a lot of ground to cover. Okay.
It's really good. Okay, so
I know what you're going to be doing Friday.
You know it, buddy. Okay, in other TV news.
Buddy.
You're my buddy, boo. Dancing with the Stars. Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, because my bedtime's 6 p.m. because, you know,
do you really go to bed at 6?
News. Yeah. Because some people are the nap people who nap in the middle of the day and then stand.
Guy.
I am not. My household, dogs, Kyle, everyone is on a 2 a.m. wake up, 6 p.m. bedtime schedule.
Does he also have the same
but he gets schedule? He's getting his master's degree. So he gets up and does this thesis writing, and then he goes to the gym, and then he goes to the lab to save us all from infectious diseases. So thank you, Kyle. And then comes home and does more school virtually, and then collapses and does it all again the next day.
Are you able to fall asleep and stay asleep at 6? I mean, I bet it's easier this time of year, but...
Thank you, Mel. Yes, the sun being down early kind of is for everyone, but for me, and I love it, because a little melatonin, a little red wine, yay.
And you're good.
It's a good night.
All right.
A glass of red wine. Dancing with the Stars.
Just bought some yesterday.
Isn't that funny? We also have that in common. A little red wine. Yeah. Or were you talking about melatonin?
No. I actually went to Total Wine yesterday and got some.
Did you know you can give a dog melatonin to encourage them to?
I didn't.
Yeah, and so now Fisher and Finley, when they hear the melatonin bottle, they come running.
Oh my God, that's
they
so
think
cute.
It's
They're
treats.
Corgis. And they take it as a treat?
Yeah, you can give it one, depending on weight. And obviously, consult your veterinarian. But you know, my guys don't need pill pockets. They're just, you know.
They'll just eat
one or
pill?
2 milligrams. Yeah, and it relaxes them, puts them to sleep. It's pretty great.
Amazing.
I am not a veterinarian, and you should talk to your vet if you're considering this for your pet. Okay,
Absolutely.
There's my legal disclaimer. Okay. Suni Lee, hometown Minnesota gold medalist and the gymnast, you know, all around. Voted off on Dancing with the Stars.
I can't believe
she was so good. And she puked her way through that one night. Remember that? When she was devastatingly ill? Oh, she had some kind of a
flu-y,
buggy thing. And she, like, threw up and then went out and danced her tail off. And I think that night she got, like, a perfect score.
I'm bummed. I really thought she was going to take it all the way between her and JoJo, I thought.
So, yeah, it was her last one. She did the Foxtrot last night.
Anybody else go home?
I don't remember, but I do know the remaining contestants. So if you know who went left, good for you. JoJo Siwa, Amon Schumpert, Cody Rigsby, and Amanda Klutz. I think those are, I'm probably saying the names wrong. But
what's Amanda Klutz's claim to fame?
Oh, Melora Harding was also sent home last night.
Oh, two people. Okay.
Yeah. So, but we miss it. But Suni's always going to be a winner in our hearts, obviously, our hometown girl. We're so proud of her.
Okay.
And she had a good run. She's a great dancer.
Who is?
Suni Lee. Oh. She's a good... What, are you here? Do you need your glasses?
I wanted to see who Amanda Klutz was.
Oh, sorry.
She's a TV personality. Clomp, clomp.
Clomp, clomp.